Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, lead to that secret, sacred place in you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you'll see me through. Pray for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Good morning. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. This is Amazing Grace Ministries. Today is October the 2nd, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and we honor Dr. Reverend Maria Carey on this morning, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries, and we have a spirit-filled lesson on today. So let's get started. Have a few announcements. The Amazing Grace Ministries are ministering to the hurt and wounded every fourth Sunday at the Christ Deliverance Center, located at 8226 South Muskegon at 2:30 p.m. And we are still conducting Old Testament survey classes every Thursday night via Zoom. Please email Dr. Carey at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com, capital A, amazinggraceministries@gmail.com to register for Old Testament survey classes, and or if you want more information on the fourth Sunday service, contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584. Then you can email her at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois 60643. To those who have sent the donation, thank you for undergirding this ministry. The donations, and they are much appreciated. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on the lesson page. You can text 309-750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, amazenggraceministries@gmail.com. And we are also on the air at 9 o'clock every Saturday morning, and we have exciting lessons. So please turn in. You can click the link. The link is http://tobtra.com/s/1200294. Well, fall is here, and colder weather is coming. It's funny, though, how the trees begin to turn brown and the grass turn brown, the leaves begin to die and fall to the ground. And it's really to signify that colder weather is coming. Now, as we transition from summer to fall, then eventually to winter, we have a plant. Have you planted your seed for the harvest? We have a word on today, a word to captivate your mind, to illuminate your heart, and to lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to great peace, to great hope, and closer to Jesus as we prepare for the upcoming winter session. We are going to explore what it means to transition and prepare for winter. Sit back, take notes. Let's go. The theme for this month is Reaping the Harvest. Saturday in the month of October is Reaping the Harvest for Overflow. Our text is coming from Matthew 9:35-38, and this is the King James Version. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers unto his harvest. John 4:35, King James Version. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and lift and look on the field, for they are white already to harvest. Luke 10:2. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers in his harvest. I have some definitions. Harvest. Harvest is the season for gathering an agricultural crop, the beginning of the harvest, the act or process of gathering in a crop, assisting neighbors in their harvest. Reaping, to cut grain or pulse, for harvest with a sickle, or reap to harvest, a crop, a harvest, a crop from, reaping a field, to obtain as a result of effort, to cut or harvest grain or pulse, or to obtain a return or reward. Overflow, to flow or run over the top, the brim or bank, to be filled beyond capacity as a container or waterway, to have a boundless supply, be super abundant. Introduction. When we think of the harvest, it's about the crop that has ripened in a season. The season when the crop is ripe or amount of the crop that is ripe. An example of harvest is a wheelbarrow full of zucchini. Another example of harvest is the late part of September or picking tomatoes off the vine. Harvest is also time to shifting when the season begins to change. The time of autumn or fall. Autumn is the season of the harvest, when we reap what we planted in the spring, time to gather nature's bounty, the fruits and vegetables, the grains and nuts. Harvest time during fall, or you can say autumn, is a wonderful time. There's a bounty of food, the beauty of changing leaves, and the gradual descent into colder weather. We are in the season of fall. The days are shorter and getting darker earlier. We have even noticed that the sun is setting early. There are some transitions that are being made. The leaves are falling from the trees and getting brown, and the flowers that were so pretty, they're dying. All of these things indicate that fall is here, and it's reaping time. So my question to you on this morning, are you reaping from the harvest? The Bible also gives us definitions of harvest, the time of harvest. In the Old Testament, frequently meant the day of destruction. Jeremiah 51 and 33, and this is the New Living Translation. This is what the Lord of Heaven's army, the God of Israel, says. Babylon is like wheat on a threshing floor, about to be trampled. In just a little while, her harvest will begin. Hosea 6 and 11. O Judah, a harvest of punishment is also waiting for you, though I wanted to restore the fortunes of my people. Joel 3:13. Swing the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, tread the grapes, for the winepress is full. The storage vats are overflowing with the wickedness of these people. The joy in the harvest, typified great Isaiah 9 and 3. This is the New Living Translation. You will enlarge the nation of Israel, and its people will rejoice. They will rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest and like warriors dividing the plunder. Harvest of the Nile, an abundant harvest. This is Isaiah 9 and 3, New Living Translation. You will enlarge the nation of Israel, and its people will rejoice. They will rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest and like warriors dividing the plunder. The harvest is past, meant that the appointed time was gone. Jeremiah 8 and 20. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. We are not saved. Agrarian society, such as that reflected in the Bible, a human response to God came with planting and reaping. Offerings came from the fullness of one's harvest. Exodus 22 and 29. And this is the English Standard Version. You should not delay to offer from the fullness of your harvest and from the overflow of your presses. The firstborn of your sons you shall give to me. At least two festivals focused on harvest. The festival of harvest or first fruit came in the spring, 50 days after the Passover. Exodus 23 and 16. You shall keep the feast of the harvest of the first fruit of your labor to sow in the field. You shall keep the feast of the in gatherings at the end of the year, when you gather in from the field the fruit of your labor. The festivals of booths held at the end of the harvest in the fall. Farmers needed to do their part in planting to be able to reap, Proverbs 6 and 8. But the focus in harvest revolved around the product and the work of the Lord in bringing it to completion. Even during harvest, the Sabbath rest was to be kept so that the focus would remain on the Lord. Exodus 34, 21 and 22, and this is the English Standard Version, says 6 days you shall work, but on the 7 days you shall rest. In plowing time and in harvest you shall rest. You shall observe the feast of weeks, the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Of course, immense joy accompanying the harvest, Isaiah 9 and 3. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased in joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. The first fruit came to the priest who would offer them to the Lord. If a person brought them, then the Lord might accept them. Leviticus 23, 10 and 11. Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land that I give you and reap its harvest, you shall bring the sheaf of the first fruit of your harvest to the priest, and he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord so that you may be accepted. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. An acceptance perhaps reflected in the successful completion of the harvest in the fall, a blessing. Deuteronomy 24:19. When you reap from harvest in your field and forget a sheaf in the field, you shall not go back to get it. It shall be for the sojourner, the fatherless, the widow, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the works of your hands. Psalms 107:37-38, reading from the English Standard Version. They sow fields and plant vineyards and get a fruitful yield. By his blessings, they multiply greatly, and he does not let their livestock diminish. Some of the harvest remained in the field for the poor. Leviticus 19:9. Love your neighbor as yourself. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap your field right up to its edge. Neither shall you gather the gleaning after your harvest. Leviticus 23:22. And when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap your field right up to its edge, nor shall you gather the gleanings after your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor and for the sojourner. I am the Lord your God for the harvest. John 12:24-26, Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. Those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who care nothing for their life in this world will keep it for eternity. What does the Bible say about time for harvest? John 4:35-38, this is the New Living Translation. You know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvest. But I say, wake up and look around. The fields are already ripe for harvest. The harvesters are paid good wages, and the fruit they harvest is people brought to eternal life. What joy awaits both the planter and the harvest alike? You know the saying, one plant and another harvest. And it's true. I sent you to harvest where you didn't plant. Others have already done the work, and now you will get to gather the harvest. In conclusion, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. There are a great deal of work to be done and a great deal of good likely to be done, but there wasn't hands to do it. It was an encouragement that the harvest was so plenteous. Today, it is still plenteous. There is violence in the street. People are killed every day. There are natural disasters happening all over the world. We need to stand up, tell this dying world that Jesus is still the answer. If we can put our trust in Jesus, he will bring us out. It was not strange that there were multitudes that needed instructions, but it was that what does not often happen, that they who need it desire it and were forward to receive it. The valleys are being covered over with corn, and there are hopes it may be well gathered in. That is a gale of opportunity which calls for a double care and diligence in the improvement of it. A harvest day should be a busy day. It was a pity that the laborers should be so few, that the corn should shed and spoil and rot upon the ground, for what of reapers, loiters many, but laborers were few. Your overflow is here. From pain and suffering of 2021 and this coronavirus, it's time to stand up and know that God is going to add to you like Job and give you what you've been seeking. Therefore, seeking first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and God will give you other stuff. Let us pray. Lord God, heaven and the earth, we come boldly yet humbly as we know how. Lord, before we ask you for anything, allow us to thank you for everything. God, there is none like you, and we adore you, Lord. We love you for who you are. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Lord, thank you for what you are doing, how you are doing it, what you've already done, and what you're going to do. God, you are up to something. You are setting the atmosphere for your people that will bring us out, and we thank you in advance. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, forgive us of our sins, knowing and unknowing. God, do for us only that which you can do. Can't nobody do us like you can. God, thank you for the harvest. Prepare us for reaping the harvest for overflow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Amazing Grace Ministries and CEO Dr. Carey, Lord. Bless her in a special way, God. Then look on the listeners one by one, name by name. You know what each and every one of them is in need of. Meet the need, God. Allow the harvest to overflow. Somebody need an overflow, God. We need an overflow. I need an overflow, God. Look on your people everywhere. Look on our leaders, God. Then give them the strength that is needed for a time as this. Lord God, look on our children as they go to and fro, God, as they go in and out. Our minds on you and not our circumstances. Lord God, look on the bereaved families, Lord God. Lord God, look on those, Lord God, that just seems that they can't get it together, Lord God. Comfort the heart, God. Hallelujah. Comfort the heart, Lord God. Lord God, look on Mother Garnett, Lord God. Comfort the heart, God. Lord God, look on those that lost people on this week, God. Help them, Lord God. Help them to understand the grieving process, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we lean in on you to take them through it, God. God, you are still in control. And there is nothing that happens that you don't know about. Help us, God, and be with us in everything. Everything, God, that we say and do, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, where your host is the Reverend Dr. Maria Carey, and your co-host is Evangelist Terry Rogers. Tune in for another exciting lesson on next week and all this month for the Reaping the Harvest. Dr. Carey will be returning next week, same time. Be blessed. Enjoy the remainder of your day.